So far this week, cash fed cattle prices are $1 to $2 higher. U.S. beef imports this year are expected to be slightly more than last year. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmore. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 18th of February. Feeder cattle futures lost ground Thursday, closing an average of 81 cents lower amid lighter trade and firming corn futures. Live cattle futures paddled in place awaiting more direction. Other than 27 cents higher in spot Feb, they closed an average of 21 cents lower. Corn futures closed 2 to 4 cents higher. Soybean futures closed 3 to 5 cents higher through March of 23, and then mostly a penny lower. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was slow on light demand in Nebraska through Thursday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. There were a few live sales at $142 to $142.50 a hundredweight, but too few to trend. Elsewhere, trade was limited on light demand. Although too few to trend, there were a few live trades in the Texas Panhandle at $142. In established trade so far this week, live prices are $2 higher in Nebraska and the Southern Plains at $142 and $1 to $2 higher in the Western Corn Belt at $142 to $143. Dress prices are $2 higher at $226. Choice box beef cutout value was 3 cents lower Wednesday afternoon at $269.59 a hundredweight. Select was $1.23 lower at $264.85. Calves and feeder cattle sold mixed at the weekly Thursday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Steers sold $2 to $4 higher in the special Hereford and Hereford Influence feeder calf sale at Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota, where there are 5,816 head. The exception was steady to $2 lower for steers weighing 650 to 750. Feeder heifers traded $1 to $3 lower. Feeder steers weighing 800 to 950 pounds sold $4 to $5 lower at Winter Livestock in Pratt, Kansas, with 3,155 head on hand. Steers weighing 650 to 800 pounds sold $2 to $5 higher, while steer calves weighing 400 to 650 pounds sold unevenly steady. Feeder heifers weighing 700 to 925 sold $2 to $3 lower and then unevenly steady at 400 to 700 pounds. Compared to 2 weeks earlier, steers weighing less than 700 pounds sold mostly $8 higher at Lamona Livestock Auction in Iowa. Steers weighing 700 to 900 pounds sold $2 to $6 higher. Heifers weighing less than 650 pounds sold $3 to $10 higher. And then $3 to $6 higher at 650 to 800 pounds. There are 2,715 head on offer. Winter weather hindered receipts at Woodward Livestock Auction in Oklahoma, where there are 2,405 head. Feeder steers sold steady to $2 lower, while feeder heifers sold $2 to $4 lower. Steer and heifer calves sold unevenly steady in a light test. At Denison Livestock Auction in Iowa, lightweight steers sold mostly $2 to $3 higher, and heavier steers traded mostly steady to $4 higher. Light heifers sold mostly steady. There were 1,889 head on offer. Finally, feeder steers and heifers sold mostly steady, with instances of $3 lower at Tulia Livestock Auction in Texas, where there are just 1,589 head. Major U.S. financial indices closed sharply lower Thursday, with renewed concerns about the potential for Russia to invade Ukraine, as well as inflation worries. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 622 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 94 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 407 points. Beef imports to the U.S. last year were about even with 2020 at 3.35 billion pounds, thanks to a surge in the fourth quarter, according to analysts with USDA's Economic Research Service in the latest monthly Livestock, Dairy, and Poultry Outlook. While cumulative imports lagged for most of the year, they say strong fourth quarter imports led to an annual year-over-year increase of just under 6 million pounds. Fourth quarter imports of 863 million pounds were 25% more year-over-year and the second highest fourth quarter import level behind 2004. As for sources, in the latest Cattle Market Notes Weekly, livestock economists explain Canada accounted for 28% of the imports, while 20% came from Mexico, 15% from New Zealand, 12% from Australia, and 11% from Brazil. Combined, they say those five countries accounted for 87% of beef imports to the U.S. They note Australia typically ranks among the top two beef importers to the U.S., but herd rebuilding there led to 38% fewer imports year over year. By the way, Cattle Market Notes Weekly is authored by Josh Maples at Mississippi State University, James Mitchell at the University of Arkansas, and Kenny Burdine at the University of Kentucky. ERS projects U.S. beef imports this year slightly higher at 3.37 billion pounds based on sustained strong domestic demand. On the other side of the equation, ERS analysts say, although demand is expected to remain relatively strong this year, U.S. beef exports are forecast to decline 5% to 3.27 billion pounds because of greater expected exportable supplies from Oceania and South America. They add that U.S. exports are expected to pull almost 12% from domestic production this year, second only to 2021. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 18th of February. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.